Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, a report by the Education Trust Midwest says Michigan isn't doing so hot when it comes to education when compared to other states. Where do you think some of that conclusion stems from?
Well, it's interesting. It's not in the amount of spending, but it's in how the money's being spent. It's a very interesting report. We're ninth in education spending, but it compares us, for example, to Massachusetts, which spends more on actual students, and they're also much tougher on enforcing standards in charter schools. So I think this is a report that educators here might look at very carefully. I think there are some very important lessons in there and examples for us.
Anything else interesting you found in the report?
Well, I think, as it says, we need to focus on what our schools are doing now, to sort of step back, and rather than arguing so much about whether charters are good or trying to shore up the public schools are better, just sort of performance-based and looking at places that work and places that don't work. And Massachusetts, which had problems of its own a decade ago, seems to have figured something out we haven't.
Yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder said a decision needs to be made by the end of the month on what will happen to Detroit retiree pensions. That's so the state can get $350 million in financial assistance for Detroit next month. As it stands, Jack, what is Detroit proposing to do with city pensions?
Well, this is very fascinating, and it's not quite clear. It sort of ups the ante, raises the pressure, but it's not really clear how what the governor wants can happen, because pensioners and current workers are going to be mailed a ballot on May 1st asking them what they want to do, what kind of cuts they'd be willing to accept, but they have 2 months to send it back. You could speculate the governor thinks that no matter what he says, the legislature is not going to go for this, and it sort of gives him some cover. It'll be kind of embarrassing for the governor, who's running for re-election, if he has come out in favor of the legislature adding $350 million to this $800 million fund that would sort of shore up pensions and save the DIA, but it's never been clear if the legislature would do that. The governor said they won't do that if the pension cuts aren't approved, and if this doesn't happen, the whole bankruptcy deal falls apart. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, but it is certainly sort of a nail-biter.
And last week, we talked about the impact of losing a fourth person from the state's congressional delegation. Since then, have we seen any notable folks jump in or not take up these seats once filled by Carl Levin, Dave Camp, Mike Rogers, and John Dingell?
Well, probably the most noteworthy thing that happened yesterday was that Barb Byram, the one Democratic candidate who people felt could possibly make a race of it in the 9th district, decided not to run, and she probably decided not to run for two reasons. What she said was she was in a better position to help the state as in her job of Ingham County clerk, but I suspect that A, she felt it would be very, very hard to win, especially in an off-year election, and B, the amount of money she would have to raise to be competitive would be enormous, probably at least $3 million. And this is a year when a lot of money is being sucked up, the money that there is, by the governor's race and the Senate race. And this is sort of a long shot. Now, her mother almost beat Mike Rogers, lost by only 88 votes in the year 2000, but the district is much more Republican now. So there's still a couple weeks to the filing deadline, but I think this field is pretty well set.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks for keeping us up to date in the political loop.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.